Welcome to Today on Broadway for Thursday, August 25th, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini. I am on my own, as we warned you yesterday, so if you were waiting to hear the dulcet tones of James Marino, I apologize. Not going to happen today. Anyway, it's August 25th, so happy birthday, Dad. I know you're not listening to this, but you came to plenty of baseball games and school plays, so I forgive you. In fact, fun quick story, my dad got his first speeding ticket ever racing back from the airport to come and see one of my high school shows, so he's a good dad. Happy birthday. All right, on to the news. Tomorrow will mark 15 years since the incredible Tony-winning talent Jennifer Holliday performed on a Broadway stage, and yesterday, her imminent return to the Great White Way was announced when producers for the Tony-winning revival of The Color Purple shared that she would replace fellow Tony winner Heather Headley in the role of Shug Avery beginning on October 4th. Holliday was a Drama Desk winner in 1981 for her Broadway debut in the Gospel of Matthew-based musical Your Arms Too Short to Box with God, but it was later that year when she indelibly changed the face and history of Broadway with her portrayal of Effie Melody White in the original Broadway production of Dreamgirls. Still, one of the most iconic performances in Broadway history, Holliday has returned to the main stem only twice since, as a replacement teen angel in the 94 revival of Grease, and as a replacement matron Mama Morton in Chicago, but that was all the way back in 2001. As a recording artist, Holliday has released 9 studio albums and has had 3 singles hit number 1 on the U.S. dance chart, in addition to And I Am Telling You I'm Not Going from the original Dreamgirls cast album, which went to number 1 on the R&B chart. Holliday has 2 Grammys, the first for And I'm Telling You for Best Female Performance, Rhythm and Blues, and another 2 years later for Come Sunday for Best Inspirational Performance, Gospel. Having dealt with some health concerns throughout the years, she's appeared fairly sparingly on TV and stage, maybe most notably in the Fox TV show Ally McBeal, but she has been performing a little bit more often recently, even recreating the role of Effie at the Muni a few years back, and apparently she is ready to make her triumphant and long-awaited return to Broadway. Fittingly, she takes over a role that was originated in this revival by Jennifer Hudson, who won an Oscar for playing Effie in the film version of Dreamgirls nearly a decade ago. Hudson and Holliday have duetted on Effie's signature number multiple times throughout the years, and if you're lucky, if you behave, I just might play Holliday's 1982 Tony Awards performance as we close the show, which my Some Like It Pop co-host Jennifer McHugh recently ranked as her favorite Tony performance of all time. In fact, you know what? I don't want to wait. So take these 15-20 seconds, listen to Jennifer Holliday wail, and go on to Telecharge and buy some tickets to The Color Purple. As we've talked about, the grosses for this show haven't been doing all that well lately, but it's apparently a great revival. I haven't seen it because I'm, you know, really far away. But Cynthia Erivo is fantastic. Jennifer Holliday is fantastic. So get tickets to see it. I'll wait. Okay, we all good? You know what's not good? Not having water in your Broadway theater. Yesterday's matinee of Cats over at the Neil Simon Theater was delayed by 45 minutes, and then their evening performance was canceled after a water main break in the theater. A spokesperson for the production told Broadway World that they expected to be back on schedule today, but if you're holding tickets for tonight's performance of Cats, you might want to check with the box office before heading to the theater. Now, I admit that I am allergic to everything with fur or feathers, so I'm not exactly an animal person, but can't you just leave a bowl of water out for cats? And I don't understand why they need running water. Or is the bowl thing for dogs? They're all the same to me. Anyway, moving on to show and casting news, Roger Friedman over at showbiz411.com is killing it with these exclusive reports about the new Al Pacino-led play, When God Looked Away. On Tuesday, he reported that the play, starring Pacino, fellow Tony winner Judith Light, and the Young and the Restless star Miles Villanueva, would likely have a Los Angeles run before heading to Broadway, which is what he'd originally been told last week. A source now tells Friedman, Al had such a bad time with reviews in David Mamet's China Doll last year, he wanted to do a soft opening far from Broadway first. Makes sense, but I have a feeling reporters and reviewers are still going to show up out in L.A. When God Looked Away tells the story of playwright Tennessee Williams' final years, Pacino plays Williams, Light plays an old friend, and Villanueva plays his longtime, much younger, boyfriend. One of the most buzzed about off-Broadway shows of this late summer season is the return engagement of Bess Wahl's Small Mouth Sounds, directed by Rachel Chavkin, and apparently that buzz has had an impact at the box office, as producer Ava Price announced that the show would extend 2 weeks at the Pershing Square Signature Center and will now play through October 9th. The play is set at a silent retreat where six world-weary city dwellers go to confront their internal demons. Small Mouth Sounds is performed nearly entirely without words. Sticking off-Broadway, yesterday the Public Theater announced the complete casting of the first major New York revival of David Hare's play Plenty. Joining the previously announced Rachel Weisz and Corey Stoll will be Emily Burgle, Byron Jennings, Pun Bandu, Ken Barnett, Danny DeWall, Mike Evison, Paul Nybank, Ann Sanders, and more. One of the most celebrated plays in the Public Theater's storied history, Plenty follows a British secret agent, played by Weisz, who was flown into France during World War II, and how those experiences and the people she met and worked with along the way have affected her over the next two decades. The show begins previews on October 4th and is currently scheduled to run through November 6th. Also, beginning off Broadway in October, will be the world premiere of Jordan Seavey's new play, Homos or Everyone in America, at the Bank Street Theater. Produced by the Labyrinth Theater Company, the show will star Michael Urie and Robin DeJesus, and is a bitingly tender new play about trying to live and love in New York. The show will also feature Aaron Costa-Gannis and Stacey Sargent. Homos or Everyone in America will be directed by Mike Donahue and is scheduled to run from October 20th through November 27th. Finally in this section, the musical The Bad Years from the writing team of Brian Loudermilk and Kate Kerrigan announced yesterday that it will have an immersive workshop in Brooklyn beginning next week and that it's open to the public. We love these immersive things. The description of the show reads, "Lines are blurred as the audience enters a decaying suburban house crashing a party. EDM earworms fold seamlessly into acoustic anthems, spilling from room to room and pulling the guests into a world of bacchanalian revelry." The show originally had a sold-out run in 2015 at Brooklyn's Loft 172. This unique musical will have 10 performances beginning on September 1st, and a limited run of tickets are available to the general public, 16 years or older, or accompanied by an adult. To snag tickets, visit thebadyears.com, and of course we will have that link and links to all of today's stories in the show notes at broadwayradio.com. Okay, now this is a kind of similar story, but instead of being about show casting, it is about the casting of a movie based on a show. Yesterday, Variety's legit editor Gordon Cox, not to be confused with their too legit to quit editor MC Hammer, reported that the upcoming screen adaptation of Tony winner Stephen Karam's first play, Speech and Debate, had added a trio of Tony-winning Broadway stars in various types and roles, in the persons of Roger Bart, who has a fairly sizable role, Lin-Manuel Miranda, who has a smaller cameo, and Kristen Chenoweth, who sings an original song over the end credits. The original 2007 play and the upcoming film follows three misfit high school students who find their voices through the speech and debate team. The original Roundabout Underground production starred Gideon Glick, Sarah Steele, Jason Fuchs, and Susan Blackwell, and was directed by Jason Moore. Steele will be reprising her role in the film, which Karam has written the screenplay for, and she will be joined by Liam James and Austin P. McKenzie, who played Melchior Gabor in last season's Spring Awakening revival. The film plans to be screened for potential distributors this fall. As we get more information about the movie, of course, we will bring it to you. And finally today, our friend and Broadway Radio compatriot Todd Bonapane has announced the lineup for his September Broadway Stories taping at Feinstein's 54 Below. In addition to Todd, you will also hear stories from Josh Grizzetti, Julie Halston, Matt Doyle, Mamie Paris, and Jessica Hendy. The show will be at 54 Below on September 10th at 11:30 p.m. and then will be split into two podcasts a few weeks later, assuming Todd can figure out how to work his computer. If you haven't listened to Todd's podcast yet, you really need to. All Broadway fans need to. There's nothing like it out there in the theater podcasting space. No interviewer, no filter, just stars, their stories, and a slightly inebriated audience. What's not to love? You're still humming Dream Girls, aren't you? Okay. I'll play it again for you. Just hold on. Yeah. All right, thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio. You can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt and subscribe to Sound Like a Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. James will be back tomorrow to help me close out the week, so don't forget to listen. And while you're at it, give us a rating and review on iTunes. I sure would appreciate it. Okay, I'll shut up now so you can listen to Jennifer Holliday. We'll talk again tomorrow.